You are listening to the Let the Money Talk podcast, a podcast that provides the latest analysis of SGX company insights. In this episode, our research experts will provide the most insightful analysis in the market.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Wu, Senior Research Analyst at Phillips Securities Research. And in this episode, I'll be covering our third quarter 2022 earnings report on Meta Platforms, Inc., dated the 31st of October 2022, and titled Rising Expenses Continue to Weigh on Margins. Meta's third quarter 2022 results were a mixed bag, with revenue in line with expectations, while earnings missed by 12%. Year-to-date revenue and PATMI was at 68% and 60% of our full-year FY22 forecast, while earnings were hurt by a 19% rise in expenses. Moving into the positive, Meta continued to see strong momentum in Reels engagement, gaining time spent market share on competitors like TikTok. Reels saw a 50% increase in engagement over the last 6 months, with more than 140 billion daily plays. Reels growth is generally a positive, but does present some near-term headwinds as it monetizes slower compared with feeds and stories. Although this is expected to even out over the next couple of years. As for the negatives, firstly, Meta's EPS of $1.64 was almost 50% lower than a year before. The main reasons for this were a 5% year-on-year revenue contraction and a 19% year-on-year increase in total expenses, as the company continued hiring in technical roles to support its family of apps segment. However, Meta also did mention that they expect overall headcount to remain relatively flat until the end of next year, which should help to ease total expenses growth moving forward. Secondly, Meta is seeing its Reality Labs segment run deeper in the red, with revenue down 49% year-on-year. Expenses in this segment remain high, with operating loss for the third quarter of this year up 40% year-on-year. Operating losses year-to-date for this segment was $9.4 billion. The continued losses from Reality Labs is concerning given the uncertainty surrounding its timeline to profitability and a stagnation in growth in Meta's core digital advertising business. Lastly, Meta guided to another quarter of negative revenue growth, with the fourth quarter 2022 revenue expected to be in the range of $30 billion to $32.5 billion, representing a 7% year-on-year contraction, taking the midpoint. FX headwinds are expected to be around 7% as well. The sluggish revenue guidance reflects continued weakening trends in digital advertising and an uncertain macroeconomic environment. Moving on into the outlook, Meta lowered its top range of its full-year FY22 total expenses guide by $1 billion to $85 billion to $87 billion US. FY23 total expenses guide was $96 billion to $101 billion US, representing around a 15% year-on-year increase, taking the midpoint of both ranges. Operating expenses growth rate for FY23 is also expected to decelerate compared with this year, as headcount remains flat. Capital expenditure guidance for FY22 was raised at the low end by $2 billion to a range of $32 billion to $33 billion, with FY23 expected to be around $34 to $39 billion. This comes as investments in IT infrastructure continue to drive its AI capabilities. We expect higher expenses to weigh on margins, as we forecast FY22 net margins to be around 21%, down from our previous estimates of 25%. Overall, we cut our FY22 revenue and PATMI forecast by 7% and 23%, and our FY23 revenue PATMI forecast by 3% and 23% to reflect our assumptions. We downgrade to an accumulate rating with a lowered target price of $113 US, with a weighted average cost of capital of 7.3% and a terminal growth rate of 3.5%.
Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please forward it to others, share it on social media, and leave a review. Follow this channel to hear our other podcasts. This podcast was prepared by Phillips Securities Research Private Limited. The information provided in this podcast is solely for educational purposes and should not be considered as financial advice. The views, statements, or opinions are made on behalf of Phillips Securities Research. The information and any analysis forecast, projections, expectations, and opinions contained in this podcast have been obtained from public sources, which Phillips Securities Research believes to be reliable. This report is intended for general circulation only and does not take into account the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs for any particular reason.